Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Yeah. 359 of 4th and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Mr. Primo in the building. Mr. Hollywood Hearn is not with us, but he'll be here soon. We got Hollis Thomas in the building, and yeah, we have our guy Vince from Philly Sports Trips. So we got an interesting show. We're going to really just talk about some of the games that are coming up this season. Some weekly topics for this Eagles weekly update. But we're happy to be here. You know, it's off season. It's time for to regroup, get your bearings straight, figure out what you're going to do for the season, figure out what games you're going to. We're here to help you with that today. So how you guys doing today?
Feeling great, man. Feeling great. You know what I mean? It was another exciting Eagles Autism Challenge that we were able to participate with. It was a wet one, but you know, I mean, we definitely got
who?
Yeah, coming from the guy who was staying inside the the trailer the whole time. But yeah, but it was a great event, man. All for a great cause. Got to catch up with quite a bit of Eagles family. You know, the kids, the people that were definitely involved in the Eagle Autism Challenge all the way through. Yeah, we were there for the crack of dawn all the way to the event ended. I'm pretty sure Jeff Lurie had made the call to go ahead and try to speed this thing up due to the weather and everything. But usually that thing lasts to about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. But we ended up cutting it short to like about 11 a.m., which was, I'm not complaining. You know what I mean? Like I said, it was a wet day. And the quicker we were able to get out of there, get home to get dry and all that stuff, I was all for it. But at the end of the day, it was just a great time to be able to hang out with you guys and, you know what I mean, be at the link and take it all in. So, you know what I mean? I can't complain. Other than that, everything went well.
Well, I had a tremendous time. I got there. I got to see the band. And as the rain started pouring, I pulled myself into this. They had a small bar, and it seemed like it was just built for me. If you go to my Instagram page, you'll see that I was cleverly placed in a cool, dry place with drinks on tap, saying hello to the fans and talking to some of the kids. What's up, Sean? There's a buddy of mine named Sean. He was there. He's a kid. He has autism, but he found his way over by me. I wasn't drinking with the kids though. They were just there. I wasn't handing out any liquor. You got that on tape, right? So, but no, I was I go to the Autism Challenge pretty much every year, and you know for the support, and plus I raise money. I forgot how much I raised this year, but last year I got beat by a damn kicker by $1 at the very end. Son of a nut! I had $2,999, and I couldn't. They wouldn't let me donate no more just to beat him. He had $3,000 because somebody at the last minute gave him like $15 or something. Like, you son of an onion. You're one trick pony. But the one thing that me and Gil was talking before we came on, and I love the fact about talking about the breakout player, because especially with the guys that we just brought in, and it's going to be fun to see if the guy that you think is going to make it is going to be that person to break out. I got like two or three guys. I don't know about you guys, but I got two or three guys that I'm looking at to make a big difference in this year. And on the show Vetted with myself and Irvin, we went into talking about the schedule, not only talk about the schedule, but the wins and losses. And did we think the schedule record would be close to last year's record? Now, I personally only think that we may lose one or two more games. A lot of people was like five or six. I was like, I don't see us getting up that high. That's my own personal thought, just based off of what we did in the draft and what we got coming back. So glad to see Brian back. I missed you last week. You know, I know you got a golden thing.
So Vince, how you doing, man? You know, I know you got a lot of stuff on your plate, especially this time of the season, trying to get everything organized. Are you pretty excited?
Major FOMO. I've been living my life for you guys, seeing you guys at the link and doing events, and I'm still locked in my office here for the last 2 weeks. But absolutely inspired, and the numbers are coming through at a big rate. We have a lot of people signing up for Eagles trips. We're trying to make this year's trips better than ever. So it's been amazing. It's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of sleepless nights, but we're excited.
All right. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, it's always I'm excited about anything Eagles, obviously, always. I did want to mention real quick about the Eagles Autism Challenge. I want to give a shout out to all the people who donated, man. There was a ton of donations this year. Shout out to Richard Eckelman. He donated the most. Shout out to him for helping us out with a great cause. I will individually thank everybody at the end of the show. But we met a lot of people. I know Prime got a good photo with Jason Kelce. We were there with AJ Brown as well. If you didn't, or if you were under a rock, you might have missed that he almost got hit by a car in Philly.
Was it me?
Yeah.
I got there a little bit late, so I almost clipped a couple of bikers. So. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't me. I know it wasn't me. I got a police escort in, so you know. You know.
Bougie.
Don't get mad, Ozone. It'd be like that sometime.
This guy always VIP, but I mean, if that would have happened, he was on IG Live
right as
he was riding his bike, and all of a sudden you saw his phone. Like, if you're watching this live, you might have felt a certain way, because all of a sudden you see him riding his bike, and all of a sudden you see the camera just fall on the ground. Then you're like, that would have been a crazy turn of events.
Yeah, everybody's pretty much like mouth dropped, because I caught the live. You know, right before he had left the link, we had our moments with some of the players. AJ Brown was one, Jason Kelce. Then I think this was the 5K and the walk. No, I'm sorry, this was the 10K bike that these guys were involved in. And then of course a lot of the some of the rookies ended up coming in, got involved. And I saw Dallas Goedert, Jake Elliott, Tay Tay was in there. Who else was in there? I think we saw a couple other players. I can't remember the names and everything, but I mean, it was quite a bit. It was a good turnout. And then I had a moment where I had asked AJ if I could have his autograph, and he asked me to toss the ball. So I ended up tossing the ball and the marker over to him, and everybody was pretty much screaming, like, you know what I mean, always open. The man makes a hell of a catch catching the ball, hell of a catch catching the marker. So, you know, he always had the fans going and everything. And then he ended up signing the football for me. So that was cool. And then after that, he got started. I'm going to say 5 minutes into the ride, he's already going live and complaining that he wants to go ahead and stop. He's tired. He's ready to throw the bike in the back of the trunk. He's getting ready to call Uber to go back to the link. And then instantly, as we're watching, here comes the phone drop. And you hear somebody in the background, like, yelling out to to the person, and it turns out that that person had ate a stop sign, and yeah, almost clipped AJ. Now, he made it clear that, you know what I mean, he didn't fall off the bike or anything. His just first reaction was to drop the phone, get out the way, and then when he picked up the phone, you know what I mean, he went right back to where he left off. Like, man, I just almost got hit by a car, but here I am back on the bike. Everything's good. He made some jokes about it. A couple people were already starting to look for that person that almost clipped him, you know, because that's how us Eagles fans are. But, you know, thank God, you know, he was good. Everything was good.
Look what the cat dragged in. Evan all the way from Colorado. Just, you know, this guy's jet setting.
What's up, gentlemen? Vince, how you doing, bro?
What's up, man? Good to see you.
Vince is about to break out his homework. He's gonna teach us all what's going on this year with the Philly Sports Trips.
I can't wait to hear about that. I can't wait to hear about that.
We got some exciting stuff.
So, what are you gonna say about your wedding? It was amazing.
My wedding is still yet to be planned. Still yet to meet anybody, but attendance of that wedding.
It was
a great time.
Wow.
Also went out to, I was like 2.5 miles west of Denver up in the mountains. My buddy lives at like over 10,000 feet. That was kind of wild. I'm not going to lie. The views are insane. It's easier to breathe down here. I will say that. That's a lot easier. And it's a lot harder to get drunk down here. But I apologize for my tardiness. I mean, it's kind of ironic that you bring up that's what the cat dragged in.
Wow.
That's the mess that I walked into that I had to clean up.
You wanted to have a cat, bro.
Let's set this up. Before he left, he told me that he was going to leave his cat, to themselves with a bowl of water and food.
Food.
Said, that cat is going to rearrange your apartment. Is that what happened?
She did a good job, I'm not gonna lie, but the issue was where I keep the litter box. It was just a pee catastrophe going on in there, and I wasn't about to let that marinate in my apartment.
So she was taking her dominance, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now let's get into it, man. Vince, I know week one I've heard rumors that the week one game, this is with Tom Brady, in New England. I heard it's one of the toughest tickets to get in the league this year. It's like it's up there number one, correct?
Yeah, it's up there. It's like $700 to $800 for a get-in ticket, which is wild. You know, if you look at other Patriots games this year, you can get in for $80. So it's literally – Tom Brady ruining our, you know, the season opener for us. But it's, you know, we're still headed up there. There it is. Average price $807. So, we're still going up there. We're meeting up with the Philadelphia Eagles fans of Boston. There's their logo right there. We're going to hold a really cool event on Saturday. We're going to party up there, and then people that, you know, can afford a ticket and want to go to the game, we'll have the bus and we'll head out there. We're really hoping and we believe that the prices are going to come down. So we're just kind of suggesting to everyone, you know, save some money, put it aside and wait, because I think we'll be able to get into this game for $500 to $600, something like that.
I think it is kind of wild. And I think it's kind of weird too. I mean, the way that the NFL schedule has been set up, at least in recent years, it always seems to be like, I don't know, a more meaningful matchup, whether it be someone you played in the playoffs the previous year or a division opponent. This one just kind of felt like out of left field when going up to New England for week one. It's kind of a head scratcher, and it's unfortunate considering the fact that that's the honor Tom Brady game.
I think it's meant to be, because we want to see Brady and you know, show off that Super Bowl ring. Whoever's got him, bring him. Brandon Graham, maybe.
You know, the one thing I wish that we could have got Nick Foles to be a part of our band of misfits, let's just show up and let him know, see what a winning Super Bowl.
I will have my Foles jersey on for that.
Oh yeah, man!
So we all around, we all have W's for that game, right? Correct.
Yep.
Let
me go back.
Of course.
Now I know. You know, it's week one. There, our week two opponent will be at home. The Vikings will be playing, and then week three. Week three, we travel down to a place called Tampa, where the Eagles have not, you know, they had a tough time getting some dubs there as of late. But we're a whole new team, whole new year, whole new vibe, and Vince has got a whole new trip and package for you guys. Tell us about this trip to Tampa.
Yeah, Hollis was kind of sick of just going on the trips by himself, so we got we got Mr. Vince, the other Vince, on there, as you can see. Papali himself and David Akers is going to be at the tailgate, so we got some real power there. We're going to be staying in Clearwater Beach. So Clearwater Beach, we do it every March for Phillies fans.
Awesome.
We have great connections there. There's the beach. There's a boat race that weekend, Hollis. It's like a speed boat race.
They go
right up by our hotel. We got a beautiful pool. Hollis has stayed at the hotel, so he can tell you a little bit more about
speed it. Speed boat race?
Speed boat race. It's a
speed boat.
It's a, if you want to see some carnage, you could just go, look out the window. I'm just the speed is awesome, and it just sounds awesome. Not to say that I want to get on one, but it's kind of like watching a sprinter. It looks good, but yeah, I couldn't do it. I'm just saying
it's a big party too.
Yeah,
they bring DJs down. People are drinking in the water and on the beach. It's like, you know, spring break almost.
If I had the opportunity to go back to Clearwater, I think I'm gonna let y'all have that. But I think I'm gonna probably chill at Hogan's shop.
Okay.
Hogan's, he's got a lot, nice little event going on down there that week as well here. And then I'm a big Hulk Hogan fan, so I think I might chop it up with the Hulk community. You know what I mean?
In March there was a line of like 100 people to get into that bar.
Yeah, that place is wild, man. He throws a karaoke every week at that bar.
Would you go with some Hulkamania stuff?
Absolutely. ain't no shame to my game, man. I was a
Hulkamaniac at one point. Tony Atlas or Junkyard Dog, maybe.
Junkyard Dog and Tony Atlas. And you know what I mean? Let's keep it going. Superstar Billy Graham. What you want to do?
Okay.
We can spend the rest of the show talking about wrestling.
Hey, so by this,
Billy Graham just passed away.
Just passed away at 89.
So by this time, this is week three. We all have 3-0, correct on this?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Correct, Mundo.
You are running through this pretty fast, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, we're trying. Well, week four is a trip down to a familiar place.
It's not a trip. It's home.
It's the link.
They come here. Don't worry, Gail. I did the same thing.
Yeah, familiar place, home. Yeah. You don't let me finish.
Hey, good segue.
a home game. That's a dub, correct? 4-0.
Yep.
Duh.
Yeah. Okay. And then it really gets Hollywood on us. Not Hollywood Hearn. Oh. But we're talking LA. This is a big time trip for you, Vince. You know, whenever the East goes to West, it's a whole big vibe. So tell us about this one. This is kind of crazy.
Yeah, we're really excited for LA. You know, there's a bunch of fan groups all over the LA area and the West Coast. We actually are teaming up with two or three from the San Diego area that are going to be traveling up on game day that weekend. So, I mean, you know, we have our flights. We have our awesome tailgate at the stadium. We stay on the beach. We're going to have an event with John Dorenbos and Hollis. Quentin Michael is going to be there on the trip. So just a great weekend in LA on the beach.
Hmm. I had someone today, and I'm not even lying, said they're all booked and ready for LA.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you right now, Vince, we had a couple surprises. Well, at least I was surprised. As we walked into the Eagle Autism kickoff event Friday night, I ran into Aaron and Rob, who represent West Coast Swoop Nation, and didn't know that they were even going to be at the event. It was a surprise. You know what I mean? It was a good thing because they really represent, and they felt real happy that they were able to contribute to the Eagles Autism Challenge. But with that being said, man, nonstop, they were just talking about this trip. They're so ready. They're so pumped up. Yeah, man, the fan base in the West Side is no joke. I've seen it for myself on how these people really get it in. They rep to the fullest. You know, and it's just going to be like a nonstop thing. And they just keep on calling me and talking and hitting me up, and they're ready, man. So I just so you know, they're super ready for this thing.
That is a text message. See, I'm not even playing.
Yeah, that's real.
They have booked. Shout out to Jesse Wines, who booked. So it's going to be a good time out there. So that's what is the record that we all have collectively?
I got that W as well.
Is that 5-0?
Yes, sir.
5-0. Okay. Too soon. Now the next trip you got, which is a very nice, easy breezy trip.
Backyard trip.
It's a bus trip all the way up to New Jersey, even though it says New York Jets for you out of towners. It's in New Jersey. This is the new look Jets. This is not who Aaron Rodgers had something wrong with his ankle today. A little discomfort.
Something. A little something.
So New York Jets. This is a New York W.
That's not what I had originally.
What'd you have originally?
The opposite of a W.
Why?
Because I just
I'm asking that for a friend.
I don't think that we can go undefeated. I think the Jets are a much better team this year, and the Eagles are a team that tends to just give one up to a team they're not supposed to lose to.
I don't think it's going to be the Jets though.
Oh well, that's your opinion.
That's right, Evan. Yeah. Well, go, Evan. Let him know the bad. Yeah, look at the boy went to Colorado, came back all with the shoulders up in there,
all relaxed, smoked out.
Nobody
Evan, we have a record that you know maybe not everyone knows in the stat books, but we're 11-0 up in New York when we run a bus trip. A couple of years ago. We didn't do that one Giants game that we lost. Mm-hmm. Was it the Jets or the Giants that we lost?
It was the Giants.
Giants. So we skipped that one. We did the Jets the week before.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So we bailed on that game. But so we're 11-0 up there. Mm. So I don't think
that's pretty strong. I mean, the Philly sports trip.
That's not why I was doing that, because it was for some other reasons, some other field reasons, some continuity reasons, some get it together reasons. But I'll let you have your fans, because that's my opinion.
That game scares me the most.
I think they're gonna need a little bit of time, and this is not gonna be the time where they have built that continuity yet. With even though Aaron Rodgers is there, mm-hmm. I was like, he still had to build some continuity, and I think with the makeshift offensive line that they're trying to put together, guys coming off of injury and stuff, I don't think as like with our defensive front, I don't think. I know we're not going up there and let them and lose them, Trump. That's just my thoughts.
I got
you. That moving right along.
Rodgers can do some special things. So,
yeah. So what you got? What you got going on at the tailgate? Anything special for that tailgate?
So Jets? Last year, we actually when we did the Giants one, Hollis was with us. We did like a same thing that you guys saw in Washington. We had the VIP cigar bar.
Yeah.
We have a really cool private lot up there. It's right around the corner from the indoor mall, which has the indoor walkway to the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, the water park. We did not have a tailgate at the water park. That would have been cool. But yeah, just like great food as usual. You guys know Cavs menu. We'll have DJ Nick up there, VIP cigar bar. It was the best tailgate we've had up there. I mean, the bus lot is great. We've done that for 5-6 years. But you can't get in there early enough. They move you around. So we just, you know, we learned from Washington. You know, if you can have your own lot and you have that time, you can make something really special. And that's what we did last year.
And last year, to let you know how cool it still was, it was raining and everybody still had a tremendous time. And it's like we normally when it rains, things go into the crapper. And it's just like, man, you feel cold and stuff. But everybody was warm and filling up
a lot of tents.
A couple of girls took their shirts off. That was when y'all went inside.
Is that an extended package or something?
That was during the game.
That was during the game.
After dark.
we'll talk about another trip here.
Okay.
Again, you mentioned the Washington trip. Washington bus trip was pretty spectacular. We got it.
Crazy. Yeah,
thousands of people down there. Mm. Everyone had a great time. I thought everyone came together like maybe a Marvel movie. Maybe everybody from every walk of life in the Eagles community showed up and saw Carson Wentz get terrorized. You could see the look in all the Washington Commander fans' faces. Like they were like, who is this team and why are they doing this to us? We had a phenomenal time down there. We took over the stadium. did the thing collapse that game, or we kind of were making jokes about that?
No, we were making jokes about that. We're making,
yeah, that was the year before. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good time. So this Washington bus trip, is it going to be bigger and badder than last
year? I think we went so hard on the last one that we pretty much forced Carson into retirement. I think we went a little too hard. We kind of would have been nice to say, like, we're coming for you again, Carson. But, hey, he's gone.
And I got to be honest, man. I when I first pulled up, I just, it was one of the biggest tailgates, like single tailgates I had ever seen. And we had that down in Washington. And when I tell you, like, I looked around for Gale and Prime and all you guys for like a solid 2 hours because I'm sitting there calling. They're going from spot to spot, from the bars to the different vendors and stuff like that. And I'm like,
yeah, we over here.
Where the hell you guys are at? Yeah.
We right here.
I got to definitely say it was one of the best tailgates that I enjoyed last year. I mean, Vince. Let's just keep it 100, man. I mean, you always want to be better the year after. So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the expectations is going to be at even a higher level. Who cares who's quarterback? Who cares what their squad looks like that day? I'm just ready to take over that stadium like we normally do, man. And the way you put that thing together last year and we showed up and we took over the parking lot, the fans, the stadium, the whole place. I mean, we were running that thing from the beginning to the end. And, yeah, I mean, it was great because we got a lot of TV time that day, too, as a crew. You know what I mean? So it was a fun day, and I'm ready to go ahead and relive the moment. I'm ready to relive the moment.
We'll enjoy this schedule release a little bit more, and then we'll get down to the dirty work. We'll talk about it together. You know, last year, you guys were part of our inner squad, our inner circle that really planned this. And we brought in all these other groups and we brought on all these other podcasts. And, you know, we just brought in all the good guys, as I call them. And we brainstormed this and we built it and we made a goal. But now it's like people know it and people are referring their friends and it's already growing faster than it was last year. So we have a lot of time. We are going to make it better. But, you know. Any ideas you guys have, too.
Now, Rome, he just says down here that I may not be able to do the bus trip because he lives down there. I look forward to coming by and showing some love, considering I'm not far from FedEx Field. Now, will you have extra
That's the beauty. Aside? This year, we already have the tailgate available on the website day one. Last year, we waited to the end. We said, hey, let's make this even bigger than last year. Let's offer all the options up front. And let's just load it up. Maybe 2,000 is a better goal for this year.
Hey, there you go.
So we at this point in the season, we have the Birds at what?
5-1.
We'll go 5-1.
Where's your loss?
Jets. He said the Jets.
You said Jets too?
I'll say it was the Jets.
I'll say 6-0.
Okay.
I think the Jets have the best chance against us.
Mm-mm. So
in the first 6 weeks.
Week 7, we're coming home to staying at home with the Miami, which is gonna be interesting.
That's actually where I had
week 8. My bad. I missed a couple. Week 7 with the.
Actually, no, wait a minute. L was where it's at. Hold on.
So week. Where are we at now? We're at.
You went from week 6 to week 8.
Yeah, you're going by the trips. You know what I mean?
Yeah, going by the trips.
I don't care about the home games either. It's fine.
I had this
home game.
I actually had the Dolphins. Which one is that?
Tell us about this game. This is Birds Fly Home, the ultimate Philadelphia homecoming. Now, homecoming for who?
Philadelphia homecoming for all Eagles fans, for any Eagles fan in the U.S., international. You know, this whole thing kind of started with one man, Mr. Liam himself, the British and Irish Eagles, so you guys all know. And he said, hey, we all want to come to Philly for a game. And we thought about it. We're like, wow, we do trips for fans all over the country, but we've never hosted a trip to Philadelphia. So it's something we really thought about for years. Bob's been trying to get me to do it for probably 5 years now. But it just made sense because we have these relationships with these different groups. We're partnered with the group in Boston, the group in Tampa this year, the group in Seattle, the groups on the West Coast. So it's for any Eagles fan that just wants to come home, and it just happens to be Dallas week, which is just perfect.
And I think one of the beauties of this really is that, like, I mean, I'm sure, like, you being a local guy, being a Philly guy, you know this area. And, like, when you are going and you're looking for things for the group to do in other cities. Like, you're not as well versed in the other cities as you are here, but like,
to
be able to come, like, bring everybody in and then give them a true Philadelphia experience, whether you live in Ireland, whether you live in England, and just give them that that authentic Philly feel. That'll be awesome. I could just imagine the baked beans are going to be flying off the shelves for all the English breakfast.
The hotel does include breakfast. It won't be an English breakfast, but you know,
thank God, they're nasty.
But you guys are all included in this, so we're going to plan events from when people arrive on Thursday to when they leave on Monday. We're going to do a stadium tour once the other team schedule comes out. Maybe we'll do a hockey game or a basketball game.
Nice.
Doing hockey?
Hopefully the Phillies are in the World Series that weekend. We'll see.
Everyone does hockey here?
I do.
We do some hockey.
I'm really trying to do some union. Someone hook me up.
What are you guys doing Saturday? The Union are playing at Citi Field.
See, look at him. Saturday. Look at him. He's saying, oh, I really want to do some union. Then he give him the option. He's like, yeah. I don't really know if I want to
be busy that day. Any other
day. I was just like saying it.
I don't really plan much, but I'm thinking of my schedule virtually.
They just announced too today that the Flyers will be playing at Citi Field in February outside. Ooh. So it won't, when we run that trip up in New York. So when we run that trip, we can say that we've done baseball, soccer, and hockey trips to City Field.
Wow. That's cool.
I'm in for the hockey.
You're there for everything, dude.
You're in, dude.
Yeah, I'm in.
You didn't get the contract by email yet, dude?
I've yet to check my emails.
This guy, everywhere I go, this guy is somewhere sipping on private stock and having a gay old time. Speaking of good times, this is probably one of the biggest trips of any fan base in the entire NFL as the Eagles head to Kansas City.
Damn, Skippy,
to whoop that ass in Kansas City.
The rematch game.
This is a big deal. This is a big game. I told my girl. And she's running the Philadelphia Marathon, and then she said, "Oh, you're going to be there at the finish line, right?" And I said,
"Probably not."
I said, "You know, I might be in Kansas City. I don't know." So Vince, not only are you getting me in trouble, but you're getting the Kansas City Chiefs fans in trouble.
It's all how you word it, and you know, like I was able to convince my family that. Going to the draft with Hollis was a work trip. So it's all how you word it. But it was because we prepped for this a lot. We did a lot of work. We checked out multiple bars, restaurants, hotels.
And barbecue.
And a lot of barbecue. But our tailgate, we got the best tailgate company out there putting it on for us. We're going to have three barbecue joints. Hollis is going to be one of the surprise
taste testers.
Is there going to be any inventory
left? We're going to need three judges. We got extra.
We got extra.
We finished through this, but the big question that everyone is wondering, including myself, is where is Sports and John coming this year? Because that's a big deal. Because that kind of like, there's so many good ones, but that might, you know, tip the scale.
I got to tell you,
at least
AC is at the top of my list, Vince. Okay.
Which one?
KC.
Okay.
First of all, we
have a tour. We're gonna have a tour as well of the World War I Museum.
Oh hell yeah!
I know you're down.
I'm in.
No prime is down.
I'm a history.
Always down. Always down.
World War I Museum.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it because it's where they was holding the draft. You know, I'm a historian, so I never knew that there was a World War I Museum. When they brought me over to Scotland, I got to see the Titanic Museum. Now, I don't know what they have a museum for the Titanic for, but.
I got a little history knowledge that I just learned back in Colorado for you, okay. Hollis. Guess what howitzers are used for nowadays?
What's that?
To start avalanches up in the mountains. They're straight up shooting howitzers over in Colorado, bro. It's crazy.
Should we start calling you Colorado Hearn now?
I'm thinking about it. I think I might move
out.
It's about that time, right?
Colorado Hearn. My brother mentioned moist and tender because that's your adjectives about
tender and delicious
about the meats. You're a big fan of big fan of the meats. Now we're gonna say Case. Some people say Casey has better meats than Houston
barbecue, man. Barbecue,
or Alabama.
You just down south. There's North Carolina. There's St. Louis style barbecue, Kansas City style barbecue, and just the South in general. They barbecue. It's like
what is better though?
It's a competition. Everybody's in the competition. I like St. Louis style, but I'm biased because I grew up in St. Louis, and then you know, it's like. But I do like the other places a little bit. But the one thing I feel like St. Louis has over them is they found the cutting edge between, seasoned well, and like the other places they go for the heat. I'm not trying to sweat while I eat. I sweat just in general already. There's no need to sweat while I eat. Everybody's trying to spice things up.
You're the only one that's been everywhere, so we have to ask you what's your favorite place though.
In North Carolina, there was this church that they cook every day. Now see, when I was playing for the Panthers, I can't remember. I'll find out the name of this church, but they cook every day because we had the rookies go get a feast from over there for the D line. But it's a church that cooked barbecue there.
So now, South Carolina.
Was the church cooking for homeless people, and then you guys were coming over?
Well, money talk bullshit runs the marathon. And so, in St. Louis, I got to go with my family because my dad was a king barbecuer. My brother, all you got to do is wait till you smoke some ribs and stuff, and you'll get a gander at that. And then in Kansas City, it has to be the place we went to called Slats. They had those burnt tips, they're rib tips. Man, they were melting in your mouth. They were delicious.
I'm looking forward to having a heart attack in KC.
What state is KC in? Go.
It depends, though.
Yeah, there's two.
Yeah, there's two. The one that we're going to.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a catch-22 because you cross
one street. Cross the line.
Yeah, we crossed the line.
Went to Kansas.
Did you?
Yeah. Now, if my buddy,
isn't it like, don't they kind of border each other? Like the two cities, Kansas City and Kansas City?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
Missouri and Kansas, yeah. It's like the funniest thing, though, is I have to mention my boy All Day and him and Bun B down in Houston. They came to some barbecue. Now, Bun B won the best burger contest down in Houston. I don't know if y'all, but they do it big down in Houston. So
I've heard that about Texas.
And New Orleans.
I'd have to say, for me, I'd have to say Bama is on my list right now.
Okay. As far as one of your favorite places you've been?
For barbecue. I'm still sweating out the barbecue.
Yeah, see, I don't want to sweat. I don't need that.
Houston has great barbecue. Austin and Dallas. So all three Texas spots for me were the top. Oh, I know. God.
Speaking of Dallas, you had to mention it.
There it is.
The Birds Ultimate Dallas trip, December 8th through 11th. This is a game that I'm still trying to figure out when is the perfect time for me to go to Dallas. I don't know if that's ever a time, but I know Prime is all talking about Dallas. Trying to figure it out, man.
Yeah, this is a decent time of year to go. I mean, last year was Christmas Eve, and I didn't want a divorce, so I didn't go.
that makes total
this year it's right around the Christmas holiday, but you got a couple weeks, so the important thing to see here is that we stay in Fort Worth. I think that's the game changer. We've actually done all of the options. We've stayed downtown in Dallas. Yeah. You want to see where JFK was shot, and you want to see like a couple things. It's cool. Wow. But there's not a lot to do. Like there's that museum and that's it. By the stadium is like if you wanted to stay outside Xfinity Live for 3 days, because that's what Texas Live is, a bigger version of Xfinity Live. So it's a lot of just drinking and being at a stadium for 3 days. So this is like the happy medium. Fort Worth's a great town. Talk about food. Awesome, awesome food. Great barbecue. Great Mexican. A lot of bars. There's college town. It's a college town. So we're going to do a lot down there. That's an underrated trip. People are like Tampa, LA, the beach, KC, the rematch. I think Dallas is like maybe third or fourth this year.
I think it's one of those sleeper ones for people every year because we go there every single year. Everybody in the back of their mind is like, I can go some other time, but like you got to do it eventually. You got to get down there.
I've been to Dallas once, and it's a great time. I mean, It was a great time. Yeah. I did. I mean,
you
it was a great time.
Jersey on right now?
No, I'm just saying it was a great time because as soon as I got off the plane, I started talking shit. I kept talking shit everywhere I went. That's in awesome. The restaurants. I didn't.
You don't
my
take
time.
Off Eagles gear. You wear.
Yeah, I wore my Eagles gear every single day I was every there. Day. So that's why it was a great time because I was able to be me there, and I wasn't going to change for nobody. So, you know what I mean? And then I ended up doing the tour for my brother, surprising him on that Saturday. And I disrespected the hell out of that stadium, which I'm looking forward to doing again this year. All right. So that's why it's a great time to me. They do have good steak over there. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's a great time. But, you know what I mean? Hey, steak. Listen. I'm just steak. Saying.
They got cheesesteaks in Dallas, too?
Nah, I ain't saying nothing about cheesesteak. I just said they got good steaks.
We got some. Rack6 has been to Cowboys Eagles game at Jerry World when I lived in Dallas. Okay. We do have some news about Jerry Jones. We'll be bringing up later. We'll bring it up, just teasing it. So
is he building a Death Star?
He said something about fans, but I'll let y'all know soon. Now this is the trip. I think I'm kind of, I don't know, man.
Oh yeah, baby.
I want to be sleepless in Seattle. Look, who player featured? Oh, there he is, Hollis Thomas.
Whatever do you mean?
So you could if you're really smart. You could book with Philly Sports Trips in Dallas, stay there for another week, and roll up the western side of the United States.
This guy.
And go all That's the way up to idea. Seattle.
Yeah. Great idea. You know, I mean, just might as well sign your divorce papers now.
You could bring your wife.
Were you talking about driving that? Like bring in a rental car? Or are you
he's always coming out the ass with something, you know what I mean?
Would you drive out to Dallas, then out to Seattle, and then
I would.
You're a maniac. Bro.
Yeah, he's a nut.
Have you
looked at a map Seattle, before you asked that question?
I've driven to
I think
all
you put in Google search.
Yeah.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know about that.
Back-to-back.
Hey, I drove from L.A. to Arizona.
Do you think that that's even equivalent a little bit?
But
Texas to Seattle. You're going to come to the southernmost state.
It's because the map, because on the map, it's from here to there.
I drove from Alabama to Philly.
I just don't think you get it.
How is he getting
You're going to be driving through the Rockies?
How is he getting back?
Like it's this guy just
trying to give people options here.
I'm just saying, how's he getting back though?
Listen, to play devil's advocate with myself, I'm sure it would be a gorgeous road trip.
Yeah, gorgeous.
You know, if your job would allow it to take, you know, 3 weeks off of work. Go for it.
So how is this do a lot of fans calling you about this Seattle trip?
Yes. The cool part is the Northwest Bird Gang. You see their logo up there. Mm-hmm. They're diehards. I don't know if you've met some of these guys. We've met them all over the last few seasons at our
Arizona.
Tailgates. A big group came out to our tailgate in Arizona. So we're going to put on two events Saturday and then at the tailgate Sunday. Just got off a call with the Seattle Seahawks. So I got some group tickets today. So that was cool. So, yeah, we're excited for that one. It's, you know, it's winter time. If that was a September, October game that might be like up there with the others, just like the top two or three. But, you know, you guys, you know, were you guys with us in Chicago last year, the week before?
No, not Chicago.
It was brutal.
Group travel, but the tailgate was popping. So that'll be like this one. You know, even if we get 30, 40 diehards fly out there, we meet up with a couple hundred fans.
It's a fun weekend. That's the best part about the Eagles fan base is that we got people all over the place, and you could always link up.
Yeah. And some of them drive from Texas to Seattle.
Now, last but not least, your trip to
– Yeah.
If it comes up on the screen.
It's up.
Yeah, New York Giants, obviously, they're a local team in the area that we all have come to love to hate in East Rutherford, New Jersey. New York Giants, man, January 7th, the new-look Giants.
My hope is that we get, like, maybe one bus of people, and it's just to rub it in the Giants' faces, and we're resting starters, and it doesn't really matter. That's my hope. But if that game matters – You guys know, because a couple years ago when we went down to Washington, you know, we sold 150 spots in a week because everyone wanted to go down to that game. It mattered. It had playoff implications. So that's one of those ones that's out there. But we'll wait and see if it's really a meaningful game and how many people we go. But
and
selfishly,
I think
I don't want it to matter, that game.
And I agree with you. I think that that is the best case scenario. But if you're just looking at how the Eagles just have dominated – Giants for pretty much the past two decades. I mean, if you're looking to go see an Eagles game and watch them win, this is a pretty good one to circle if you're looking to watch a W.
Hey, they're
start 2024 off right.
They're confident in their quarterback. I don't know why, though.
Yeah.
Mr. Pick Six himself.
So I know people are excited about the season. I think people in the chat are already trying to figure out where they're going. We're still trying to figure it out. KC, LA sounds exciting. Seattle sounds exciting.
Prime hasn't voted yet.
Dallas sounds exciting.
Hey, Prime, I'm going with the flow. I'm going with the flow.
Hey, Prime, I haven't decided which one to go on.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah. Oh, your name on all of them, pal.
Yeah, right. Special guest, Hollis Thomas. Special feature, Hollis Thomas.
Common theme across the trip.
Another common theme is
I had a quick question for everybody. Now, we were supposed to get into the rule changes and stuff. And there was one in particular that I think some people bitched their way into. And everybody knows what the fuck I'm talking about. The 40-winers, the third quarterback, emergency quarterback rule. Let me start with Prime because I want to give Ev some latitude because Prime is going to be quicker to the point. Ev, I'm going to give you some latitude. Prime, go with what you think about the new rule.
I think it's a bitch move from the 40-winers, all right? I mean, the fact that you couldn't go through one, two, three, four quarterbacks and still put the blame on us because you guys lost at the NFC Championship game is something you obviously won't let go, still haven't let go to this day. And it's cool, you know what I mean? Not my problem, not our problem, it's your problem. And now you have a whole season. You got 13 weeks to come up with something, come up with a reason on why y'all about to get y'all asses whooped again. All right?
Yeah.
So you have Purdy, okay, who you think is going to be the one to take you over the hump. Cool.
He was scared. All right?
But I don't even see Purdy being around in week 13. That's me being honest. So I don't know. Right now you guys are going to have to decide on who's going to be your starting quarterback. And for what I hear, just throwing the bone out there, Carson Wentz is available. So, hey, go get your boy. You know,
Prime, you know they signed Sam Darnold, too.
Yeah, hey, listen. go by that time, try to have seven quarterbacks. With this little bitch rule that you just cried about, you should be all right by then.
So they said the NFL owners have passed a bylaw that allows teams to have a third QB in uniform, 47th active player on game days in the case of worst case scenario situation like the 49ers and the NFC Championship where they got their asses bust by the Philadelphia Eagles per NFL Network. So all teams can now dress three QBs moving forward. They have to be on the 53-man roster, though.
Let me come in for a lap.
Yeah, good, Ev. Ev, before you, I want to give you one other caveat, one little small.
You need to give me some longitude too?
No, I'm going to give you another little tidbit that I forgot to add.
Go ahead.
They keep talking about them losing their quarterback. What about your fucking offensive line? Block some motherfucking body.
I was going to get there, but I got to make the point of like, was there a rule against dressing a third quarterback? I mean, of the 46 players that you had on your roster, you were able to dress kind of however you wanted. So whose fault is that? That, you know, I mean, you have injured quarterbacks all the time. You went into the NFC Championship with your third string quarterback. Don't forget that you lost Garoppolo and Lance. So that's your third string quarterback. And you think that if after the fourth string quarterback got injured, that fifth string guy would end up saving your season in the NFC Championship game versus one of the best defenses in the league. I think you're delusional. I think it's just a stupid rule, to be honest with you. I think that the NFL just pretty much bent over and let the 49ers dictate a dumbass rule to stop their whining. That's really what it feels like, is they're just trying to suppress the consistent nonstop whining of the 49ers fan base.
And to one of our favorite guests on our trip, Wilbur Montgomery, Mike Shanahan will get your quarterback fucking killed.
Yep.
He's done it. He's done it in Washington with RG3. He's done it with Garoppolo numerous amounts of times. And Garoppolo and Trey Lance and Purdy. When you run the same play over and over again, defenses are not going to go for what we call elephants on parade. That's when they throw the play action fake. Like we call it elephants on parade as a defense. We call it elephants on parade because they want you to think that they're running the ball, but they're not. It's just a bunch of guys running sideline. And the other guy on the end, he sees the angle, and he just goes up there most of the time. And just like we saw, blast the quarterback ass because they don't block it.
And one more thing, too, and that I think is just kind of ironic in the whole situation. Something that has existed for as long as I can remember is the emergency quarterback. And let's just think about what the name or what the word emergency means. It means when you're not expecting to use it, but you have to use it, right? So that's what an emergency is. And so if your choice is between a QB5 and an emergency quarterback in CMC, I understand why you don't want to risk a franchise player in CMC getting hurt. But listen, man, you want to win a game, you got to do what you got to do, man.
The thing is that this rule has been around before. They just kind of got rid of it. So now the fact of the matter is that when our Eagles were in the playoffs and I had the best seats in my entire life to ever watch the Eagles game, and I'm sitting at the 45-yard line, first row, I'm like, this is going to be amazing. I watched Carson Wentz go down. I watched the 40-year-old quarterback tear his hamstring and try.
That was an ass cheek muscle.
So the fact that we had to see that, and you know, that's right. what it was. We didn't complain. We didn't whine. We just said, you know, it was a cheap shot. You got hit in the back head. Well, like, we didn't go on for years and years. And
as Philadelphia fans, we're used to it, man. I mean, we're used to it.
Our players didn't go out there.
Wow, thanks a lot. Yeah.
So we had 49ers players whining. We've had Shanahan talking about it. So at the end of the day, we didn't complain about it.
The one thing that I think that nobody is paying attention to, and I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to this, the last two AFC championship games on both sides, they've bitched and moaned over changing the rules. Like the one with the AFC championship the previous year with Buffalo and Kansas City. Mm-hmm. They were saying that what's the boy's name? Josh Allen, he didn't get a chance. He could have called heads. The defense gets paid as well as the offense. A lot of people say that offense doesn't win a championship. Your offense can win a championship, but the defense at some point has to nut up and stop somebody at one point in the game. And it's always going to be like that. I don't care who you are or what you think this is. But if you notice, each of the past two seasons, there's been a rule change for the offense, and to give somebody a chance. It's like you had a chance when the time was going. You got your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Hey, they will get their chance on week 13. Is it?
Who do you guys think is going to be the quarterback for that game?
I don't, Ev, I don't even care because I will be kicked the shit out of them because fucking Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, goofy ass. How the fuck are you a coach and you feeding into this bullshit? Really? You're supposed to be thinking about the other 17 games on your fucking schedule. You worried about week 13. Really? Because you think we slighted you. You know who slighted you? Your fucking offensive line. Because they didn't block no motherfucking body. They didn't protect your passer. I don't know why we keep making concessions for these overrated fucking losers. I'll be here all week.
I just gotta throw one more caveat in there because the 49ers fans just drive me freaking crazy. Had Purdy stayed healthy in that game, the result would have been the same. Stop with your nonsense.
Say it again.
Would have been the exact same. Maybe you would have lost by, you know.
I have one for you. Remember emergency quarterback? When I was playing, guess who our emergency quarterback was? It was Brian Mitchell. Brian Mitchell played a quarterback at Louisiana Tech.
I remember they were talking about Greg
body bag game.
Greg Ward has been ours.
Yeah. But I was the emergency long snapper. And I was praying that should never happen.
That's an emergency right there.
And the long snapping, I know what I used to do to the long snapper when I was lined up over him, and I was praying that I didn't get in that position.
Yeah.
but speaking of Kyle Shanahan, he had that quote we mentioned a couple weeks ago. I am glad we're not playing Philly week one. I want to play them at a better time. I want to make sure our whole team is right there. We feel like we didn't get to do it last time, and I'm ready to go back again, except on week one. Yeah, that's kind of.
But you wouldn't be ready week one. Cool.
That's kind of.
You're gonna lose your opener. All right. Yeah.
So talk about other rules we in place. New rules. Yeah. We have the NFL approved a new television rule that will allow for Sunday games to be flexed to Thursday night.
I wonder why.
They said NFL can flex Sunday games into Thursday nights from weeks 13 to 17 with at least 28 days notice. No team can play more than two Thursday night games in one season, nor can they be flexed into Thursday more than once per season. What do you guys think about this rule?
This rule is definitely interesting, and especially in the fact where people are like planning for trips and that type of thing. That's got to be difficult when you're expecting to, you know, play on Sunday and you play on Thursday or vice versa. I don't know, man. It's one of those things that I think we're just going to have to see how it plays out. I will say one of the rule changes that I saw that it was a real eye opener for me. And I'm not sure if all of the games have already been bid on at this point, but I saw that there's no exclusive rights to games for any of the networks and that essentially networks are free to bid on games. Mm. And I think that will have massive implications as far as the salary cap is concerned, because when you have people bidding against each other for the highly anticipated televised games, those are going to go for higher margins than just the flat price that they were paying before. So I think that could really make the salary cap explode. And when you think about the deal we just signed with Jalen Hurts, perfect timing.
Gail, you mind throwing up the schedule up real quick?
Hold on. Oh, I was just going to throw this up real quick. All right. On Thursday night, Flex issue Cowboys owner Jerry Jones agrees that the fan impact is an important issue, but also points out only 7% of NFL fans have ever been to a stadium. Like Fox getting a TV package in the 90s, important to make Amazon deal work as best as it can. Yeah. So Cowboys owner Jerry Jones like, whatever.
But you know what? Thursday night.
I'll let the boars figure it out.
The funny thing about Thursday night games is like, I don't know how many times you guys have looked in late in the season, the Thursday night game suck ass.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck this. I'm not even going. Or you turned it on.
You just have it on in the background or whatever.
Well, yeah. Well, you went through all the rigmarole of getting to the fucking Amazon Prime, and you get there, and the score is 21 to fucking nothing already.
Right.
And you're like, come on, dude, really? And then you can't really turn the channel because you turn back. Because
you're on Amazon, right? Exactly. Yeah, you're not on cable.
So it's one of those things where I think they're trying to get more competitive games there, which is cool to a certain extent, but. Hey, come on, man. When you make the schedule up, you should know better.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's hear from Vince. Vince, how much of an impact would that make with all the arrangements that you're making? Because as I'm looking at the two games that I was able to see when Gail pulled back up the schedule, you got 49ers. So if they were to make that a flex, that would be not hurting us because it's a home game.
Right.
But then you got that Dallas and Seattle, which are two important trips that, you know, I mean, you got set up. What would be the impact for a situation like that?
I would be surprised if they would move a Sunday night football game. You know what I mean? It's already a prime time and probably a bit on. But for Seattle, that would crush us because, you know, we're making hotel reservations. We're taking flights. But we need to plan accordingly. And honestly, 28 days could be enough to kind of where we need to start putting that in contracts with hotels and our flights and just figure out a way to be more flexible. It can be done, but it's a slippery slope because if they like this and the owners decide they're going to do this for more of the season in the future, it could really throw a wrench into planning and fans travel. And I think it would be really bad for the game, but
I
you know, we'll kind of see how it goes this year, but that Seattle game, you know, let's say Seattle wins a lot more games than we originally thought and they want to move it. You know, we have to figure out how to do that.
And for Jerry Jones to say what he said about, what was it, like only 7% of fans have only been in a stadium. Like does he not realize he's talking about his own people that spend thousands of dollars on you know, contributing to the team? Like, and you're just like, oh, well, you know what? Screw it. They'll figure it out.
He's saying that maybe not the same fans are going to go to the game, but other fans will go. Right. Careless, and it just, you know, they want the billions. They don't, you know, they don't care about us.
Right.
Yeah. It's jacked up for him to say that, especially as old as he is. Nobody said they hope he kicks the bucket. So, sorry. We're still on. Deepest apologies. No, it's like, but when you hear somebody say that, and you be like, why are you still around? If you don't have any, if you don't have a heart for people who spend their hard earned money to come and watch your game to continue to make you richer.
Do you guys watch Ted Lasso at all?
Yes. I haven't. I've been told it's great.
I heard it's pretty good.
There's a recent episode, and it's all about something similar to this. It's about creating a super league, and someone stands up and says, "You know, this game is about the fans, and like, we can't change the, you know, we can't box fans out, we can't screw up the game just for money." And that's the same. You know,
that was episode 3 of this past season. Yep, I just saw it. You're right.
This guy, he's a TV aficionado. Hey, if you want to pick somebody, phone a friend. For any TV thing related or movie, call
Jerry Prime. Jones needs to watch that episode because
he never.
Now, another rule change in the books. The NFL adjusts the fair catch rule for kickoffs and safeties. The ball will be put in play at the receiving team's 25-yard line. If there is a fair catch on a free kick, kickoff or safety kick behind the receiving team's 25-yard line. This is right now it's only set for 2023.
Wait, what? The
ball? It's only set for 2023 because they don't have the testicle fortitude to make you go past.
So
that.
So if the ball goes past the 25 on a punt, catch and fair catch eight, on the 10, it goes up to the 25. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's kind of wild.
So basically, it's the best way to describe it is if somebody decides to fair catch the ball.
On punts too, or just kickoffs?
Just kickoffs. Just kickoffs. Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like the college rule.
Okay.
If they fair catch it inbounds, then it's on the 25-yard line.
Okay.
Instead of because a lot of teams pooch kick, and they pooch kick because you had those big guys up front to do things.
Right.
And so you want that guy to fair catch it.
Does it feel like they're trying to slowly just add rules to eliminate the kickoff entirely?
Yeah. As a former kick returner, I think it's kind of bullshit. But for Britton Covey, I think you get extra 5 yards.
You get an extra 5 yards. You got to do less. You get to keep a roster.
Extra 5 yards.
Well, I don't think he was doing that good in the first place. So
he'll live to see another play.
Just bring the ball to midfield. Come on, guys. Let's do it.
I know a lot of people don't like changes, man, but you know, at the end of the day, they have to happen. Just like some of the players that we have and bring in and bring out, like Hargraves is now being replaced by some youth in this building.
I'm sorry.
So around the room, your top breakout candidates for 2023. Got some young guys. I think there's going to be some young names in the group.
Since I had the question first and I was able to think about this, I started out with Slim Reaper. And I know he's been doing good and stuff, but I think this is going to be that motherfucker season that I've been waiting. He's been doing great and he's consistent, but this is gonna be that season where he just puts motherfuckers on notice.
So it's more than a breakout. That would
it's
be
more, it's a little bit more than a breakout. It's a kick you in your teeth out.
Because I think that Washington game where Prime was still screaming, that was a pretty breakout.
That was a hell of a breakout.
Murder game. Breakout. But I'm talking about the entire season. Okay. He put motherfuckers on notice. The other person is just a combination is Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean. They've been Jordan Dean. As I Jordan Davis, he was injured a little bit last year, so I know his pride as a defensive lineman, and as a competitive individual, I know he's looking to come out there and prove everybody wrong. And everybody's forgotten about him since we got Jalen Carter. I know it's like that's all we've been talking about is Jalen Carter. So I know he's looking to get his name said again. But N'Kobe Dean to me, he's a guy that I think that's going to come out and show everybody why they really didn't go out and get no bunch of other linebackers to try to replace to try to solidify this linebacker core. I feel like he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the leader of the defense, I think, in these coming years. He's going to be that next piece that we feel like that everybody's been looking for, the next Dark or the next Jenkins. And I feel like N'Kobe Dean is going to be that leader of this defense because he's going to come out, kick ass, and take some names. A lot of people say Nolan Smith. I think Nolan Smith is going to be a quality cog, but I feel like Sweat is in front of him and Hassan Reddick is in front of him, and you still got some BG in there. So I feel like Nolan Smith is going to be cool, but I think this is going to be N'Kobe Dean, Jordan Davis, and the Slim Reapers breakout season.
Okay, Vince, who you got?
Dallas Goedert, career year.
Wow, love that.
All right,
he's due, man.
Any other guys? Any young guns you might want to? If you were to call a rookie player to come out and break out,
I love Jordan Davis. I mean, we talked about it earlier, but I think he's going to have a really good year, sophomore year. So.
Just his massive frame, that's Jalen Carter, Fletch, any of those guys, it's going to be wonderful.
Who you got?
For me, one on offense, one on defense. I'm not really leaning with the rookies at all because I think that there's a lot of talent, but I just don't feel like – I feel like there's better projections for guys that have already been in the league. And so offensively, I look at Rashad Penny, man, a guy that has led prior to contact. I think he's averaging like 2.5 yards prior to contact and over 4 yards after contact. And then you put him behind the best offensive line in the league. I think if he can, that's the big thing, if he can stay healthy. But I think in a new spot. And, with this offensive line in front of him, I believe he will stay healthy, at least for a major portion of the season. And I think he's going to excel, man. I think that he has potential for a big, big season. I don't know if he'll end up hitting 1,000 just because he's going to be splitting carries with DeAndre. But I still anticipate a huge season out of Rashad Penny. And then on defense, my man Reed Blankenship, dude. Ooh. I thought he showed some really tremendous, flashes of, good defensive plays last year when he was asked to fill in. And I think that he's one of those guys when we were talking about filling that safety position that he was just being overlooked this entire offseason. I think he's going to get a lot more playing time this year. And I think he's really going to step into his own and prove that he deserves to be out there as a starter.
So you got Todd in here and you got Joey agreeing with you there, Ev. Now, Prime, who do you have?
Ev, I gotta say that I like the Penny pick, man. That was actually something that I was leaning more towards. But I'm gonna go with Swift, man. I think because of the fact that he's a hometown kid, back to playing the team that he grew up loving, and behind this line, again, I'm gonna have to steal a little bit of that from you, Evan. Behind this line, this kid is gonna definitely go ahead and shine. Now I know there's gonna be a lot of movement with that running back position, but Swift is definitely going to go ahead and take this opportunity to pretty much fresh start back at home and staying healthy. That's the key thing, staying healthy. That's my guy on the offensive side. On the defensive side, bro, the first time he got on the field last year, I got souped. He was the main guy that I wanted in the draft, and we got him. We got him in the third round, and I think he's going to kill it this year. And he's actually looking to probably be that captain role, because that was the role that he played when he was back in Georgia. Yep. And that's N'Kobe Dean, man. Seeing him on Sunday, he did a quick interview, and you see he bulked up. You see he put on that work. He's ready to go.
How the medicals look?
Yeah, medicals were straight, bro. All right, cool. Medicals were straight. And I gotta mention that this past weekend I actually played the villain, Evan. I took your role, where I got Nolan Smith in trouble. All right.
What did you do?
So Coach Sirianni was walking by, and Nolan Smith was getting pictures with a couple fans. But Nick was yelling at him like, "Yo, rookie, you're supposed to be serving water." So Nolan didn't hear him. And then I screamed out, you know what I mean, because my voice has to be heard. I'm like, "Nolan, the coach said give out some water." And he looked up and he was like, "Oh, coach, my bad." Yo, he literally jumped out of the photo, went and grabbed some water, and started handing them out. When I came back around, I caught up with him and I was like, "Yo, you listening to the coach?" He was like, "Yeah, man, I'm not going through that again. Thanks."
Freaking primo. You got Nolan Smith grounded.
Like, my bad. Welcome to the Eagles, bro.
speaking of Nolan Smith, I think he's one of my breakouts. I also think Jalen Carter, right off the bat, I think you get like Coach Isaiah said, they want to be felt. I think Carter's gonna really cause some disruption. Evans Penny, I'm gonna go Swift to, just like you. I think Swift, he's gonna be supercharged to be explosive behind this line. It's gonna be kind of crazy. Overall, I think if I'm gonna go a younger player on defense, I think Sidney Brown is gonna be a breakout player on special teams for us. I think he's gonna add some value as a gunner. He's going to be a name that you're going to hear on a lot of special teams plays. Just overall in the comments, I'm seeing Swift, Reed. I'm seeing Landon Dickerson, Blankenship. I'm seeing a lot of Nolan Smith. I'm going to also say N'Kobe. N'Kobe, it's like a Lion King moment. It's being handed to him. Last year he was, held up, and now he's gonna take over the reins. I think I'm excited to see what he brings to the table. He's already out there doing great things in the community. Mm-hmm. If you saw last week, he was out there with the kids. He's trying to make make his name in Philly, and I think he's gonna do it this year. Any thoughts on those names? Good. Everyone's good on those.
Yeah, why not?
You have any other ones that you wanted to add in their tank?
No, I gave you what I had. I do like Tyler.
Steam.
Steam.
I think he's gonna quietly have that could be a breakout season, but I think he's gonna quietly be that dark horse, because I like his skill set. I love the way the work that he puts in, especially being able to play tackle and guard. And he fell to like the third round, but if you look, he was going against a lot of the best guys in the SEC. So, and he didn't waver. And I like stout guy. I like stout guy and his assistant. I like the way that they're building him up in the lab to unleash him on the world. Hmm. So it's going to be great. I do. It's like, I was watching the, I was over there for the Ricky alumni, rookie alumni barbecue. Prime wasn't here last week, so he didn't hear all the stuff. It was great to see those young guys and how they thirst not only the thirst for knowledge, but the thirst to want to be coached. Like you guys said, Nolan Smith was talking to Trey T because he knew what Trey T did for Connor Barwin. When Connor Barwin went to those two back-to-back Pro Bowls, a lot of people don't know that Trey T was breaking down each of the tackles each week, offensive tackles each week, and giving Connor Baldwin tips on how to beat them to get the sacks in which he got. And he was talking to Trey T too about different things to do. And it's like, dude, it's like when you see the guys who are not the best way to put it, who are not dicks, who are not assholes, who don't think they've already arrived, who don't think they've already won, who know that they have to accomplish something to be something. That's the one thing that I loved about them is their humbleness, and it's just like it's they like each other. Is that that's the one thing. It's like they and then what I think how he's done is he brought guys who are familiar with each other from the college that won in college that want to do it on this level as well. Mm-hmm. And that's like I was saying how he was sticking his chest out and nothing, but we were teasing him about like a lot of people don't know that I've been knowing Howie since he was like 19 when he was a secretary slash personal assistant of Joe Banner. And he was talking about those times when, you know, he had to do stuff that we told him to do. It was a couple other guys that are executive now that used to, they were saying the guys that are in charge of stuff now, they were just like the runts then. And it's like, it's kind of cool just to see those guys that have evolved and stuff. And they went away from the way that Joe Bannerman was treating the players to get what we have today. And that's what we have today is a team that gives a fuck about, that gives a fuck about each other. It gives a fuck about winning and the fans. But you also have the people up here where it's not us versus them. Because it's like, you can't do that. It's like, you're not going to win like that. The players can't be mad at the coach because he says he can't do anything about your contract. And you know he's the fucking assistant GM or the GM and he's in charge. So I think they got a nice balance and they started doing better at picking players and stuff. So we see where this motherfucker go.
Now, Joey says, does Dean start by the end of training camp? I think he's got an opportunity to compete. I was listening to Jason Kelce talk about Cam, and he said Cam would have started last year if he was on another team.
Yeah,
He was that good. But now right guard, I think he has an opportunity to compete.
No,
and I think can I finish? I think he has an opportunity to compete, and I think may the best man win. And when you look at the size of the player, like Steen looks like a guard.
And that's what I was gonna say. I love Cam because Cam, he would have started on any other team, but we need him to be the predecessor to Jason Kelce. So I don't want to get into his head him kicking over to play guard because he's not a guard. It's like the center is pretty much the right hand of the quarterback. The quarterback and the center know the same shit. That's why Kelce is so important. It's like him saying he would have started had we not had Sayamalu, but I wouldn't want Cam to start at guard or nothing because I don't want to fuck up his learning process of being a center because the center is an important guy. Even though most defenses feel the center is the weakest link, the center sets the protection. He says whether we're gonna run or whether we're gonna pass. He lets you know where to go. And he's that guy in scan protection, which is what the fuck the goddamn Kansas City Chiefs. You know what? The Kansas City Chiefs ran scan protection the entire game against us. And the center has to know who's going to get beat, and he goes and knocks them off. So, and I don't feel Cam Jordan has enough rocks in his pocket to be a guard. I love the draft pick of Tyler. It was just like one of those things. Like, damn, it's like we got us a dog, and it's like, and I feel like they're gonna. If we need to start Cam just because Tyler doesn't know everything yet, then I'm cool with that. But I don't want to take away from that 1-2 punch over there. That could be our 1-2 punch for the next like 8 to 10 years. So it's one of those things. So you don't want to demoralize Tyler. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, so Joey asks, give me your week one O-line starters.
It would be Mailata.
Right. Landon.
Jason.
Steen.
Lane. There you go.
Yeah.
Everyone's agreeing on Steen taking the position.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
That's what he was drafted to do. And, yeah. I mean, I think we really entered this draft process. We said it leading up to the entire thing. I mean, Jeff Stoutland was leading the drills in the offensive, at the combine with the offensive linemen. He probably picked out Steen, knew that around about where he would be able to fall to, and he went and got his guy. And I think that's exactly what he's going to build him up to the guard that we need him to be.
Yeah. It's funny. Shout out to Louis DiBiase, who joined us for the Eagles Autism Challenge. He said he went up to Stoutland on the Friday night's opening party, and he said I'm tired of hearing about all these Georgia Bulldogs. We got six Bama dudes on this team. I don't want to hear shit about these Georgia Bulldogs. So, you know, I feel like he's in a good place with the player he selected, handpicked.
Well, yeah, but what you had to know is like he's been learning the same thing under the other coach,
Saban.
Under Saban, and you got to know that Tyler knows. You know what to do and how to go about practice.
And you have to,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that you also have to know that, I mean, Stoutland is the one that came from Alabama as well. So I'm sure that Nick Saban is using a lot of those same concepts as when Stoutland was there. And so it'll probably be a pretty easy transition to go from the Alabama offensive line to the Eagles offensive line.
Yeah. And it's like one of those things where, it's funny that you say the part where you said about Stoutland saying we got all these Alabama guys in there. Cause you know that's why he took Steen. You know, it's just like, and it's like you can't. You got to know that they want. We're gonna run the ball down people's throat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't, and somebody just posted, Bob just posted, I don't want to see Cam put on 20 or 30 pounds trying to become a guard, because guards have to be big dogs. It's like if you don't know, they lined me up in zero. It according to. To how big the center is, if the center's a little shit, they line me up in zero and tell me to fucking destroy him. The Jesse Salapua from the 49ers, I bring that up because it was so fucking funny. He had come back the year after heart surgery, and I was fucking destroying him. It was so bad that Steve Young was looking for me after every play, and the only way I knew was because my dad would say after the first play, I just kind of just ran through his chest. And after that, my dad said, Steve Young was whatever he was doing. He was looking back to the center because we ran an Okie front, and Emmett Thomas was an offensive defensive coordinator. He said, "Just kill his ass every play. I don't give a fuck what else you do. Just fucking destroy his soul." And that's all I did. But I don't want to see Cam put on that extra weight, because you have to be like at least three bells to 320 to be a guard. So. I don't want to see him put on the extra weight and then have to go and lose it to go back to center.
Joey wants to know, do player rivalries or school rivalries transfer from college to the NFL?
A little bit. When your team's playing each other and stuff, there is some friendly wagers. So the basic friendly wager is, if your team is playing another person's team that's on the team, if your team loses, you have to don the other person's college apparel. Mm. And hold on. It's whatever they give you to wear, so they could make some stuff to make you look like like you're soliciting stuff. So it's a pretty cool thing though.
Yeah.
Well, while we're getting close to the end of the show, we always kind of give us your last word. I think we'll go with Vince.
Yeah.
Man. My last word is, as Eagles Nation, have a responsibility to support the team like we did last year. I thought it was a magical year, magical season. It got us 3 points away from the promised land. Let's support the team this year. Let's go to the 4th and John tailgates. Let's travel. Let's just support our team. And I believe expectations are higher this year than last year. And I think it's time to go back And the only trip we didn't mention today is I'm planning a trip to Las Vegas because that's where the next Super Bowl is.
Oh, so, yeah.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Love it. Big Hollis, last word.
As I embark on this season, as obviously I do vet it with Urban Fryer. It's actually Thursday from 5 to 6, a shameless plug. Philly Sports Shirts, I gave Prime. Where were you, Ev? I gave Prime and Gil their T-shirts.
I was in Colorado.
I knew that. I was just fucking with you. You notice they haven't asked for their damn Skippy T-shirts because I gave them to them. I look forward to this upcoming season because I want our guys to shut all the naysayers up, all the bitches that were talking about the schedule, the strength of the fucking schedule. I'm looking forward to us putting foot in their ass sideways to the next life. Other than that, it's always go Birds all motherfucking day. Eagles for life, baby. Thank God. I'll be here all week.
Primo.
Vince, you know, the fact that you're on the show, man, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for putting these opportunities, not just for us, man, but for the fans in general. It gives them the opportunity to see what it's like to be in that atmosphere at a game, at a away game. I know you got some tailgatings planned for the home games as well. So it's all about showing the support. You know, like you mentioned, everybody showing up to each one another's tailgate to show the support and have their backs all the way through. I'm going to reiterate on what you said. It's running back season. That's mm-hmm. what we're doing. The expectations is way higher than it was last year, especially with the squad. Not only do we look good on paper, but we look physically. We look good. Seeing these players up front this past weekend, we don't just look good. We look great. And I can't wait to see these boys go to work. And then especially with these trips that you have set up, I mean, I think it's going to be a more even outstanding year than what it was last year. That's just being straight up, man. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to running it back with the crew that we have right here with you. You know, again, just want to thank you for giving us all the opportunity. If you guys get a chance, go on phillysports.com. Check out all the trips. Check out all the packages that Vince has put together. I mean, this is some hard work that he does behind the doors to go ahead and make this happen for us. And, you know, I'm pretty sure I speak for the rest of the fellas. We appreciate you to the fullest for putting this together. So thank you, man.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Yeah, likewise, bro. And, yeah, I just want to build off of what you said and what Prime said as well. I mean, last year, kind of every game we turned into a home game. Nick Sirianni mentioned it. You know, many players have talked about it, just about how there was a home-like atmosphere no matter what stadium they were in. And that was all because of, you know, Eagles fans and guys like Vince that are able to organize trips like this. And, yeah, I do want to just also extend a thank you to you as well, man, because, like, we as a group have traveled. We've been doing this for 6 years. We have traveled on our own. We have traveled with other sports travel companies, and this is the best one, man. And I'm not just saying that for the sake of saying it and you're my boy and all that. I'm saying it because it's actually the truth. I mean, you put in the legwork. You put in, you know, all of the – whenever anyone's traveling, there's so many little factors. What are we going to do when we're there? You got that all covered, and you end up finding the right things. I mean, when we went out to Arizona last year, I still talk about it, how that was the best golf course I ever played in my entire life, and it was awesome. So, you know how to travel, right? And the best part about it is, like, you're traveling with a bunch of like-minded people that all have, like, the same mentality of just go Birds, let's have a good time, and, yeah, just enjoy ourselves. So thank you to Vince for everything. Thank you for hopping on, and go Birds.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback off these guys. I think you did do a tremendous job. A lot of people ask me, like, you know, about, like, different groups to travel with, and when it comes to Philly sports trips, it's all about taking care of the people. At the end of the day, I know that when we put our fans in your hands, they're going to have a great time. You're going to take care of them. You're going to treat them with a lot of respect and make sure they get to their wherever they need to get to safely. They're going to have a good time. They're always going to have a great DJ. You're going to have a great atmosphere to party at. You have great seats to watch the game. It's always going to be a good time, and we always appreciate partnering with you. As always, man, it's always been a great ride, and we hope to continue many, many more years together, man. So thanks for coming on the show as well.
Thank you guys for all you do for the Eagles community and for charity and for Hollis. I mean, without you guys, I don't know where Hollis would be today.
You heard that? You heard that?
He's getting inducted into Hall of Fame next week. I wanted to shout out Conchie Bakery for sponsoring all the tailgates, doing 50 years of awesomeness. Shout out to Bud Light for always holding this down per usual. Also, just like I said, man, I just really want to really appreciate all the Eagle fans out there who donated. You know, at the end of the day, you know, giving back is something we've always been about. It's always been a big part of what we do. So I want to shout out all the people that helped out, man. Shout out to Tammy, Tim Perkins, Wink, Shirley Rubino, Richard Lee, Richard Eckelman, Philip Prickett, Nicole Madej, Megan Polowski, Mark Huertas, Mark Bird, shout out to Mark Bird, Lori Summers, Linda Bleak, Lauren Sharon, Brian and Kim H, Kelly Christ, Kareem Ellerby, Chase McNeil, Tom Smith, Jennifer McNulty, Gianna Russo, and let's see, last but not least, Eric Catalina, Donna Fitzhenry, David Starr, Dalton Holland, Chris Potash, Anthony Xera. Appreciate you guys for donating. We're close to $3,000. There's still more time to donate. If you want to reach out and help us, we'd love to hear from you. But for me and the guys, it's always fly, Eagles fly.
Go Birds!
And we'll
go
see Birds. You guys in the next one. If I could find the button.
Bye,
peace.